DNR pilot and conservation warden took a few Milwaukee news reporters on flights over the Bong State Recreation Area in rural Kenosha County. The trip was meant to simulate what the DNR looks for in the way of illegally grown marijuana plants. While the plane was 1,000 feet in the air, Warden Matt Groppi pointed down at the landscape and talked about what observed changes in vegetation might mean.
When you see any type of clearing, it looks like trees have recently been cut. You know, our local DNR staff, foresters, wildlife, law enforcement are going to know what's going on with that property, and they're going to know whether or not there recently was any timber cut. And if there's not supposed to be, obviously, then again, it's something we're gonna look into.
Back on the ground, Groppi says the main focus of the DNR's efforts is to look for marijuana on state properties. He says it's not safe for illegal drugs to be grown on public lands, and it's also not good for the environment.
In many cases, they're leaving a mess. They're cutting down trees, and this is not the intended use of the public's land.
The DNR says it's also adding foot patrols and a public awareness campaign to combat illegal grows on public land. Last year, grows were reported on public property in Shawnee and Buffalo counties. The DNR's efforts disappoint Madison-based marijuana advocate Ben Mazel of the group Wisconsin Normal. He says the growing of marijuana should be legal and regulated.
Nobody would dream of sneaking onto DNR land to plant if you didn't face legal consequences for growing it in your backyard.
Mazel says polls are showing more support for legalization of marijuana. But for now, the DNR wardens, sometimes called popple cops, will be pot cops as well. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.